A new version of Hamlet is now playing in Minneapolis. It's a collaboration between two theater companies, one American, the other French, but both trace their roots back 30 years to a unique school of theater and mime in Paris. As Minnesota Public Radio's Ewan Kerr reports, this production stresses the comic side of Shakespeare's tragedy.
Standing around the piano by the stage of Théâtre de la Jeune Lune, the cast of Hamlet is warming up. Amongst them stands Paddy Hayter, an Englishman, and Dominique Sorond, a Frenchman. In 1970, the two were students together at the Jacques Lecoq School of Mime and Theatre in Paris. Since 1956, the school has trained actors in a very physical form of drama that emphasizes movement and improvisation. Hayter remembers joining with Sorond and a handful of eggs to perform for the school's founder.
You know, Jack always gave his critique, and Jack said, we didn't understand anything, but there was something there, which is a sort of remark he was very good at doing. Never to discourage, but to question.
Jacques Lecoq, whose name Hayter still anglicizes, despite having long lived in France, influenced generations of actors. Many took the lessons they'd learned to companies around the world, as did Hayter and Sorond after they graduated. Hayter returned to England to join the Footsparn Theatre Company, which at the time was touring Britain, performing Shakespeare in a big top tent. Sorond joined three other Lecoq graduates to form Théâtre de la Jeune Lune, a Franco-American company which initially split its time between Paris and Minneapolis. Jeune Lune co-founder Barbara Berlewitz says they didn't hear much from their former classmate until they met up in Stuttgart, Germany in 1980, where Footsparn was performing Hamlet.
And I remember at the time thinking, this is absolutely the best piece of Shakespeare I've ever seen, and I was laughing hysterically.
So when Jeune Lune decided it wanted to do a Shakespeare tragedy, Berlewitz tracked down Hayter by the banks of the Ganges and invited him to come to Minneapolis to direct their production. Berlewitz says the company also wanted to laugh, and when it couldn't choose between King Lear and Hamlet, Hayter told them there were only 5 real laughs in Lear.
Come, give us a taste of your quality.
But many more in Hamlet, if you played it right.
There are no words in old English like a sonnet.
For the past 2 months, Paddy Hayter has been working almost daily with the cast to explore the Shakespearean text. The cast has also been learning a lot about its European sister company, says Steve Epp, who plays Hamlet.
It's like sort of meeting an old cousin or something, long-lost cousin that you've only heard about. And yet at the same time, it's totally foreign and feels like you've run upon some band of gypsies from another century somewhere, you know, and you really aren't sure what time or period you're in.
Epp actually got to visit Footsparn last summer and says besides performing in the tent, what sets that company apart from Jeune Lune is that Footsparn will tour one play for an extended period of time.
They will often live with one play for maybe 2 years on the road, so he knows it inside and out, and he knows a lot of the plays in that, with that depth, and he knows them, having lived with them in front of an audience as an actor performing them, and I think that's a rare, deep knowledge to have.
Footsparn will frequently tour the continent, performing Shakespeare in Elizabethan English to audiences who often don't speak English at all. For its part, Jeune Lune performs about 4 shows a year, doing everything from Molière and Gogol to epic pieces the company creates itself. This Hamlet is only the 4th time Jeune Lune has attempted a Shakespeare play in his 21-year history.
Full 30 times hath Phoebus' cart gone round, Neptune's salt wash and Tellus' orbit ground, and 30 dozen moons with borrowed sheen about this world have times 12 thirties been. Since love our hearts and hymen did our hands unite communal in most sacred bands.
Director Paddy Hayter says he is enjoying visiting Hamlet again as he gets older. It's very different from when he and his company first performed it back in Cornwall in the 1970s.
I mean, we opened it in a farmyard with kids in welly boots and dogs wandering around, and we were trying to make this, what to us then was still so mysterious, the world of Shakespeare. I think now it's easier.
While Hader is easy to work with, Dominic Ceron says he also pushes his actors to delve into the play. Ceron stresses Hader does not do this as an intellectual, but as an artisan, a man of the streets who gets down to the passion deep in Shakespeare.
It's easy to be a bloody murderer with Paddy. If you get a little bit nervous about the text, if you get nervous about the ideas, then you get drowned very quickly. And it's exciting to see somebody who understands how the magic, how the fluids go. It comes out of your pores, not out of your brain.
In youth, when I did love...
And so, we get singing Gravediggers. Sweet.
To contract,
oh,
the time for, ah, my behold. Oh, me thought there was nothing ameet. But age, with his stealing steps, hath clawed me in his clutch, and hath shipped me into the land as if I had never been such.
At one recent rehearsal, Ceron and fellow actor Laverne Seyfert searched for comedic possibilities in a box of human bones. A skull became a fast food container from which to slurp noodles, or maybe worms. A thigh bone became a cell phone. Much of this won't appear in the play, but some of it will. The trick, says Barbara Berlewitz, is finding the balance between laughter and sadness.
It's a huge tragedy. Everybody dies, right? We know that. Except Horatio, you know, who's supposed to go on and spread the word of it. But it's the... I think it's... it points up the comic side of that. It's like you have to laugh at life, or, you know, how do you get through it?
While the members of Theatre de la Jeune Lune profess a respect for the text, director Paddy Hader expects he'll upset some purists with the way he has combined and trimmed the three versions of Hamlet published in Shakespeare's day.
It'll be criticised, it'll be questioned, but that's okay. As long as people go away and talk about it again, then the work's done, in a sense. All we want to do is just provoke thought and emotion, and the theatre is alive.
And that, Hader says, is what Jacques Lecoq, who died in 1999, taught him and his classmates 30 years ago in Paris.
He's obviously was, and still is, but through his school that continues, capable of stimulating people to the point that that desire to do, to perform the act of theatre is, you can't stop it.
Theatre de la Jeune Lune's Hamlet, directed by Paddy Hader, runs through April 8th. Discussions are underway to bring the full Footsparn company and its tent to the U.S. For NPR News, I'm Ewan Kerr in Minneapolis.